Hey, just one final reminder. We taped this next segment a few weeks ago.
This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. So many of us are stuck at home playing video games, so the rest of today's show will be extra gamey. Is that the right word?
It sounds like the right word, yeah.
Okay. Comedians Baron Vaughn and Open Mike Eagle are on the line. Are you ready for your next challenge?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know it.
It's called This, That, or the Other. Okay, it's pretty simple. We'll give you the name of something. You just have to tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Jonathan Colton, what are today's categories?
Today's categories are defunct tech startups, fictional video game settings, and esteemed contemporary dance companies.
Mike, this first one is for you. Palabolas.
I'm gonna go with video game setting.
Incorrect.
Ah!
It's a dance company best known for using silhouettes to tell detailed stories at the 2007 Oscars. Remember those? dancers used their bodies to recreate scenes from films like Happy Feet, The Devil Wears Prada, and Snakes on a Plane.
Hilariously, that is the only Oscars I remember.
The Snakes on the Plane Oscars?
Yeah, Snakes on a Plane.
And that one dancer that was like, I get to be the snake!
Yes.
So excited.
They get to be the one who's had it.
That's right.
All right, Baron, here is one for you.
Uh-oh.
Juicero.
Okay, tech startup, dance company, or video game setting, right? It's got to be a tech startup.
That is correct. It is a tech startup.
Oh my gosh, you are just crushing it.
Juicero was a $400 juice-making machine, and Whoa. It came with, it was a machine that you kept on your kitchen counter, and you had, it, you would buy these packets of pre-cut, like, fruits and vegetables, and you put it in the machine, and it would squeeze the juice out. But then people discovered that you could just squeeze the packets with your hands. They were like, why are we paying all this money for this machine? So they were in business for about a year and a half, and then they were like,
Wow.
Mike, this one's for you. Mike,
okay.
Bionis.
I'm going to go video game setting again.
Yes, that is correct.
All right.
It is the setting of the game Xenoblade Chronicles, a primordial titan whose slumbering form people now live on.
Oh.
All right, Baron, here's one for
you.
Echnid.
Ooh. Can I get the origin, please?
I will do this for you. I will spell it for you.
Okay, yes, I was going to ask you to spell it. Is it... Okay, go ahead.
E-C-N-A-D.
Definitely not what I thought. Okay.
Tech startup, fictional video game setting, or esteemed contemporary dance company?
Esteemed contemporary dance company.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
It's actually the word dance spelled
backwards.
Yeah, that
one seems kind of easy.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even think of that. I'm just like, what does it make me feel like? It makes me feel like expanding and contracting. Therefore, I have an answer.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike.
Uh-huh.
Cinemia.
Okay, I need to do the spelling hack now.
It's strange spelling, I would say. S-I-N-E-M-I-A.
Well, it's not video game backwards. I'm going to go dance company.
I think it sounds lyrical. You're correct in that. But it is a startup, a failed startup. It is a ticketing service that was a competitor to MoviePass, like cinema, but they spelled cinema with an S.
Yeah.
Seems like that might have been their problem.
Very problematic. Yeah. They also used to ask people in their profiles for their social security numbers. I would think that's a bit of a problem.
Was Elizabeth Holmes involved?
All right, Baron, last one. It is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Spira.
Video game setting.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know from where?
Is it from, what's that game with the stuff?
Yes.
It's from that game with the stuff.
That's it.
It's from the game with the stuff.
That's my favorite one.
From Final Fantasy X.
Final Fantasy. No, I wasn't going to say Final Fantasy.
I know nothing of this. I'm just saying Final Fantasy X, change your name. It's clearly not final. Keep going.
That's a good point.
Sorry.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Oh, Fira.
Yeah, penultimate like fantasy. And
yeah, exactly. Come on.
Anti-penultimate
it
fantasy.
It is not final.
Great game. We all know how that went. It went fantastic. It
that
went
was rough.
Fantastic.
I don't know if I agree.
No, no, so good. Baron Vaughn hosts the podcast Self Quar. Open Mike Eagle's latest album is called Anime, Trauma, and Divorce. Thank you both so much. Amazing.
Thank you guys for having me and us. Right, Baron? Us, right?
Yes, indeed.